This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with Tan Han Yang, Business Director at IT Solutions Company Intellimark. Now, Intellimark Consolidated has been around for some 20 years now and specializes in digital delivery skills such as workforce, cloud, and cybersecurity transformations. They architect, build, and deploy and maintain the solutions proposed to businesses. But Han Yang here is going to be talking to us about warehouse management today, right, Han Yang?
Yep. Morning, Audrey. Morning, everyone.
Welcome to Open for Business, Han Yang. Now, I understand that you guys manage the technology that lets entrepreneurs and business owners manage their business. But what kind of tech do you manage or specialize in managing, Han Yang?
Yeah, okay. We claim ourselves as a system integrator company. We do both hardware and software integration services. We serve a lot of multinational corporations and local businesses. Mainly, majority of them is in manufacturer, retailer and distributor, as well as e-commerce businesses kind of company. We provide network, let's say, for example, network system. So on top of that, we are very much focused on our own built system solutions. So which we built through our company brand name called the Scan Hub, which is mainly focused on warehouse management system and asset tracking system. So right. We involve a lot of IoT devices.
Yeah. Right. So warehouse management, how did Intellimark get here? I mean, what were the pain points in the industry that Intellimark hopes to address? You know, why focus on managing inventory in warehouses?
Yeah, so we get to know, we built this warehouse management system a couple of years ago. This is actually based on some of the requests from a customer. So it begins with some of the perceptions that a lot of people have in the market. So a lot of people think warehouse management system is similar to inventory management system. Mm. So they share some similarity, but both of them play a different role in warehouse operation. So just let me explain a bit. In inventory management system, it's actually a software system that track inventory level, mm-hmm. track the orders, the sales, and the deliveries. So it is usually the first step taken before implement the warehouse management system. And it has come with the ERP system and accounting system. Okay. In another hand, a warehouse management system is a software application that helps business to control and manage their day-to-day operation within the warehouse. For example, it will guide them in the inventory receiving, put away, packing, and the shipping process. So it is a system of record for the warehouse operation. Then it will automate some of the process which I mentioned above, so that it also adds as a point of integration. So to integrate with the ERP system and integrate with all the IoT devices that help in the warehouse operation.
Mm. Yeah. And who needs a solution like this? You know, is it just your big guns with large warehouses to manage, or is it something that smaller businesses should consider too?
A warehouse which handling a huge number of product day to day, they need this, or they need a fast response to the customer. They need this, so it is not necessarily a large corporation. So it's actually based on the needs they have. So as I mentioned, those warehouse which handling larger stock or larger activity or a lot of activity in the warehouse. So just take an example for an e-commerce kind of company. So they normally need to respond very fast to their customer when they have ordering, especially during this double 11, double 9, double 8, this kind of period. Mm. So they need to respond faster. When they need to respond faster, they need a system to help them to locate the stock, to respond to the order more faster. So this is what I usually share with the customer.
Any particular industry, you know, that this suits best other than retail, you know, what kind of industry would this warehouse management system make the most impact?
In our opinion, a business which involves manufacturers. So which they handle raw material and finished good. This is one kind of company or businesses. We always believe they need this. It is critical for them to have this warehouse management system, because the raw material, which is coming in from the warehouse. So they send this raw material into the manufacturing production line for production. After that, they came up with a finished good. So there's two type of goods they need to manage in the warehouse. So this is one type of customer. Another one is the e-commerce, which I mentioned above. So these two, and then the third, of course, is the third party logistic company. So which they handle the stock for other businesses. Yeah, they made it this. Yep.
But I'm just wondering how businesses manage before the advent of a warehouse management system like the one that IntelliMark provides. You know, what did inventory navigation and warehouse management look like before they had a solution like this? You know, what would they have to do?
Of course, before they have this WMS system, a lot of them, they are handling their warehouse operation via paper. So you can see a lot of paper. I mean, they highly depend on the paper. They highly depend on the skilled warehouse worker in the warehouse, which is very familiar with where the stock are located. So if they are lucky enough, the staff is good. Good staff will work with them for years. So they don't have much headache. So while they're doing the business expansion. But we see many cases, there's a lot of high turnover on the staff. So they always have a difficulty to restart again. So when there's a new staff on board, they need to get familiarized. So what happened is whenever there's a changes on a worker in the warehouse, they will face a difficulty when they do the stock take during the year end. The stock discrepancy will be high, will be huge. So we have a case where we have a customer that before they get implemented this WMS system, so every time during the year end stock take, they have a huge discrepancy between the actual stock and the system data. So the system data, I'm referring to the accounting system data.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. They need to go through a very long process to reconciliation or do the adjustment. Okay. And normally they have no choice. They have to follow whatever the physical stock available in the warehouse, then they will have to accept the differences. So you just imagine this customer of ours, right? He has a warehouse average warehouse value of 80 million in the warehouse. So with the 10% of these differences, this is around 8 million. Yeah. So every year the company need to go through this process. They feel very painful to accept these differences. So if not, they need to go through a very long process to check out. To check where is the stock located. So after they implement our system, so they reduce this discrepancy significantly to into a single digit. So from there, they have a better control in their inventory. So this is one of the examples, one of our customers, they have this. Yeah.
Wow, it is literally time and money, you know, without the proper tech, right, to support. Now, I have a question about terminology, and I'm not sure if it's terminology or if it's different products, but there's the warehouse management system, there is the warehouse control system, and there's the warehouse execution system. So what are the differences between these systems, and, you know, how do business owners choose the best one for their business?
Yeah. Oh, this is a very good question. It's good, a little bit technical. Warehouse management system, basically, how I'm going to define it. Let's say I put it in the nice way. It's a software application. A big corporation, they may have different warehouses in different area. So every warehouse, they probably have their own control system to control all the robot, for example, control all the or some of the automation process in the warehouse, in the particular warehouse. Okay, so warehouse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably they need to connect back to the warehouse management system, which is one of the central depository to manage their whole warehouse. Right. Because then after that, they integrated with the ERP system.
Now, so what is IntelliMark's warehouse management system USP then? You know, what sets you apart from your competitors?
Okay, so we recognize in the market, especially in the market we know of as Malaysia. So a lot of the solution provider, they are very silo. So they are either a supplier of this robotic, the supplier for the IoT devices, for example, this RFID or the barcode solution, or they only have this WMS system. For in our opinion, to make the WMS work in a in the warehouse, you need there's a lot of area to take care of. So they are not only the hardware, which is the IoT devices required. They are not only the application. So they may need the network. The network. They may need the cybersecurity. They may need an AI. They may need a compute and storage to house their application. So we provide an all-rounded of IT solutions in the warehouse operation. So we are not only serve the customer which is buying the warehouse management system from us. So we also serve the customer who have a warehouse. They don't buy a warehouse management system for us, but we serve them by help them to set up their network system in their warehouse to make sure they have that they have a better warehouse the network performance in their warehouse. So we have all rounded. So we are coming from an angle which is from more perspective instead of just coming from a hardware point of view or the application point of view. So this is one of our unique propositions compared to the rest of them.
And how much is something like this going to cost business owners? You know, what's your payment model and what is the fee range?
Okay, so we call this a perpetual license. It is a perpetual license business model. So customer normally pay one-off license fee to us, then together with the professional services to do the setup, then yearly they were just paying some yearly maintenance fee. It is still a very traditional model at this moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the average investment cost, let's say a software alone, I mean, if for our software or past hardware, easily, I mean, it will be 200,000 to 300,000 kind of range. So including all this, it depends on the size of the warehouse. Some of the warehouse, they may highly depend on a lot of the robotic or automate or the IoT devices. So the cost of the hardware part may be higher.
Mm.
Normally, we will identify the needs from the warehouse. Yeah.
Okay. It's time for us to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we delve into the misconceptions that business owners have around warehouse management solutions. All that and more happening on Open for Business with IntelliMark. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today, I have Tan Han Yang, the Business Director of IT Solutions Company IntelliMark. Now, Han Yang, before the break, we were talking about why businesses need to invest in warehouse management solutions. It literally costs them time and money just trying to manage discrepancies by doing it the old school way, right? But I also understand that many business owners out there have misconceptions about warehouse management solutions. There are doubts in the industry about warehouse management solutions. Can you talk to us more about this?
Okay, sure. When many people hear about WMS, right, warehouse management system, they either think that it is similar to the inventory system, inventory management system, so that come with the ERP. So they think that this is good enough for them to manage their warehouse. Or they will think of a warehouse management system in another extreme angle is they think it is it's going to be a robotic, it's going to be an automation, which is very costly and timely. So this will actually stop them to invest into the WMS. So they walk away. So this is what a lot of misconceptions they have.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you say to these doubters, you know, to get them across the line into believing what your warehouse management system can do? What do you tell them? How do you convince them?
Yeah, we always share that, let's say, take the robotic case, for example. So it doesn't only work with robotic. So it works with different type of technology. So the different type of technology may suit different type of warehouse operations. For example, the RFID, the QR technology, the BLE, the sensor. So all these devices, I mean, it can achieve based on what the nature of the business they are handling, or the nature of the stock they are handling inside the warehouse operation. So we combine all these solutions together. So this probably can be begin. So when I always share with the customer is if you take this fully automation robotic as the destination, so they need to begin with the WMS. So as stage one, so that they can achieve the fully automation at the end of the journey.
So what,
it is not necessary for them to jump into the fully automation kind of situation. Yeah,
they can take it step by step, right?
Yeah, step by step. Yeah.
Yeah. So what does the step by step integration process entail? You know, can you give us a rundown on how IntelliMark integrates its warehouse management system into a business? Can you give us that step by step?
We identify the objective for the business, why they want to implement this WMS. Mm-hmm. Okay, based on the needs, we understand the nature of the business operation. Then we try to understand the technology maturity area they have in their warehouse. So from there, we try to match back those are solution ready in the market can help them. So this is the very first step. So of course, we don't forget about the process flow. So the current process flow they are using in the warehouse, we try our best not to modify or not to change too much on the business operation. So we share a little bit of best practice we have in which we see or we get it from some of our customers as a reference. So we share with them. So from there, we try to implement. That's the very first step to identify the needs. Then from there, we will identify the maturity of that the technology they're having in their warehouse. So they see whether they need to do the investment from there. Yeah. Then, this is probably the very beginning stage for us to identify where they need to head towards. So yeah, before we start introducing them the robotic, the automation. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, from what I gather so far, this warehouse management system will be able to provide business owners with good visibility into not just warehouse data, what they have, how much they have, but also the way the warehouse is run, its operations, right? But does it do anything to help with employee productivity or even how employees work, their workflow as well? Does the WMS do anything to address some of these segments?
Yeah, with the automation function in this WMS, right? So normally they will guide the employee to act accordingly. So for example, during the picking process of the stock, the system will instruct the worker to pick up the specific item based on the parameter we have set earlier. So it can be either first in, first out or first expiry, first out. Mm. So the employee don't have to search or identify where is this item being located or which item need to pick. Yeah. So in the meantime, the business can set a benchmark for their month-to-month the improvement KPI for them to identify the area they need to improve. So they can compare among the peers of the worker. So how fast they pick up the item, whether they work effectively during the working hour. So they can all this data is transparent to them, so that they can improve from there.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So, Hanyang, this is just one solution in a vast range of solutions provided by IntelliMark group of companies, right? How big a slice of the pie does your warehouse management solutions contribute to the company?
At this moment, the whole not only the warehouse management system, as I mentioned earlier, so we also provide some of this network or a compute or storage kind of solution to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. For these portions of customer, it's considered about 20-25% of total businesses.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, at this moment, yeah.
And what's next, you know, for IntelliMark? How do you hope, you know, from 20-25%, you know, do you see how do you see this expanding?
Yeah, we're seeing there's a huge potential at this moment. Especially, we just want to share with the trend of the demand of this warehouse has been set up in a lot of different areas in Malaysia. So warehouse management system or warehouse management technology requirement has been increased. So we were very much focused on this part or this segment of solution to our customer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we foresee it will be a growth in this year.
And are there any other solutions on the horizon, or do you hope to expand regionally with your solutions?
Yeah, beside the warehouse management system, we also have a solution called Enterprise Fixed Asset Management System. So which we help the company to track the fixed asset they purchase in So with some of the tracking mechanism we put on the technology, we just integrate inside. So the company able to track where is their asset located. So many times we realize a lot of company that have been purchasing a lot of fixed asset, so they don't have a visibility again to where is their asset being located. So this is one of the solution we have a bunch of customers which is using this kind of solution.
Right. Okay. And this will be the focus over the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, it will be a focus for the next 2 years to 3 years, Yeah.
And what happens beyond that? What do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, we're going to try to integrate more on. We will still put this warehouse management system as a center of the application. So we were trying to bring in more technology, which is can integrate with the warehouse management system. And of course, we are moving towards more on the AI kind of concept. So how this AI is going to play a role to fully automate or fully automate based on the AI. So this is one of the things we have been working on currently. So is this still not a, we still don't have a maturity model. So we hope can be launched after this 1 or 2 years time. Yeah. So we are currently doing a lot of testing based on the data we're having.
All right. Hanyang, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. For our listeners tuning in who'd like to learn more about IntelliMark and your warehouse management system, is there a website that they can go to?
Yeah, www.thescanhub.com.
Right. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I've been speaking with Tan Han Yang, Business Director at IntelliMark. You have been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.